Hi, and welcome to episode 4, Infant Loss. My name is Nikki D, and I am your intuitive medium. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you like what you hear today, you can feel free to reach me at my website at www.mediumnikkid.com. You can find me on Instagram at mediumnikkid or on Facebook at mediumnikkid. I'd love to hear from you. I'm very responsive. I reply to every message that I get. So I would love to hear from you if you like what you hear today. I'm going to jump right in. So what's been in the news recently has been the death of our 41st president, President George H.W. Bush. And I was reading an article about him, and it just struck me. I was like, I really need to record a podcast on this. In the article, he describes the loss of his daughter, Robin. I think she was 3 years old when she passed. And in the article, it states that he wasn't afraid of dying and that he was really excited to be reunited with his daughter again. But he was curious, you know, would she be the 3-year-old or would she be the however old she would be now woman standing there to meet him at the gates? So I kind of wanted to touch on this to bring you some comfort and hopefully answer some of your questions. So first, I want to validate your grief. I have had 2 miscarriages, and both times it was devastating. I wish more women spoke about how hard having a miscarriage is, and it's not just the physical part of it. It's the emotional part. I mean, you have lost a child. And to get your head around that was really difficult for me personally. And so I just want to validate that your grief is absolutely valid, whether you had a miscarriage, whether you have lost an infant, to stillborn, to just sudden infant death syndrome, or have lost a young child. Like, you absolutely have validation to grief. So I want to start there first. And I want to send you so much love coming through this podcast right now if this hits home for you, because I feel your pain and I am so sorry for your loss. I read somewhere this quote that was so fitting, and it said, "How we lost the child really has less to do with us and more to do with that child's spiritual journey." How powerful. For the longest time, I thought, what is wrong with me? I am a woman. I am supposed to be able to carry a child to term, deliver this child, and feed this child. Like, why isn't my body doing this? What am I doing wrong? You know, did I not eat enough vegetables? Did I not get enough water? Did I not take the right vitamins? I mean, did I not walk every day? I mean, I went through this list in my head of everything that I had done wrong. And then when I read this quote, it just really clicked with me, because it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with that child's spiritual journey. I want to say this, that we as souls, so everybody has a soul, everybody is a soul, we are in a human body experiencing life on this earth. So we as souls exist well before conception, and we in fact pick our parents. So sorry to disappoint some of you out there that you're like, oh man, I picked those parents. I'm just teasing. I have wonderful parents, and I did a very good job picking them for myself. But we exist well before we're actually ever conceived. And when we are considering making the transition from the spirit world into the human world, we have, how do I say this? We have life lessons that we want to check off, right? So we want to learn unconditional love. So we receive that in womb, our mother loves us unconditionally. At least that's the way it's supposed to work. We want to learn compassion. We want to learn, you know, there's a whole slew of things that we choose on, you know, on the other side in our soul contract, which I can actually do a whole other podcast on soul contracts. And sometimes we don't pick enough life lessons and our soul's journey ends in utero. Or sometimes we get in utero and it's like dipping our toe into this world and we're like, you know what? I'm just not ready yet. I'm just not ready to experience this life, you know? Because, I mean, we experience pain and fear and anxiety and depression and all kinds of these negative emotions here that we don't experience in the spirit world. So just imagine that. I mean, you're dipping your toe into that and you're like, I don't think I'm just quite ready for that yet. So just know that it wasn't necessarily you. It was, you know, very well could have been your baby's soul just, it completed what it came here to do, whether that was 6 weeks in utero or 3 years on this earth. You know, you just don't know. But I will tell you this. My belief is that the spirit of your child, your child's soul, stays in the mother's aura. So they're like tethered to us, if you can kind of imagine that, meaning your baby, your children, they never leave us. They're with us at all times, which brings me comfort to know that they're, you know, constantly seeing what we're doing. Sometimes it takes a soul, a spirit, a few times to manifest themselves. So say you get pregnant, you miscarry, you get pregnant again, and this time this one sticks. It actually very well could be the same soul that has now manifested twice. So they were successful the second time. So what happens if they are not successful and manifesting? The soul stays with the mother until the mother is called home. That's one way. Or they can actually come through in a different way to you, whether that is through adoption, whether that is through your niece or nephew. I mean, I've had some clients that are like, I'm just so close to my niece or nephew. You know, they're everything to me. And I was like, well, actually, you know, that was the baby that you lost that actually manifested themselves through your sister or through your brother's wife or whatever. So they find a way to you. And I'm going to give you some examples of actually how they've come through in my mediumship readings. I've seen this a lot with miscarriages. I've seen an older woman figure that is caring for the child. So I've seen grandmothers holding babies and they will be wrapped in a pink or blue blanket showing that they are caring for the baby. I've seen in another reading I had the daughter, the miscarriage that this lady had, the child was coming through at the age of what she would have been at that moment, because our souls continue to grow on the other side. So she was actually coming through as a four-year-old child. So that was pretty neat. She was showing me, you know, her long dark hair. And when she came through, her mother did not know what the sex of the child was. And she made it a point, the child made it a point to say that she really wanted her mother to come up with a name for her, because her mother hadn't come up with a name yet. So she was really persistent about her mother coming up with a name. So then it brings me back to our late president, George H.W. Bush, and him saying in that article that he didn't know if she was going to show up as a three-year-old or as the however old she would have been now. And of course, I don't know for certain, but I believe that she probably is going to meet him as old as the woman that she is, that she would have been right now, as her soul has been continuing to grow all these years, but bringing comfort to know that she has never left his side. So I hope this podcast today has given you some comfort. If you liked what you hear, please don't hesitate to message me. I would love to hear from you, and I'm sending much love and light to everyone out there listening to this right now.